Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning, my friends. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Got a clear sky. We are at 12 below right now. Wind chills down around 30 below. So welcome to a Tuesday, December 20th. I don't even know what to follow that up with, except to tell you that Craig Lingen's in Wilkins Soil and Water Conservation District. Craig, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for making the trek in. I know it's kind of problematic on a day like today,
yeah,
but thank you.
Get the skate into town. So.
Well, today we're going to be talking Minnesota Ag Best Management Practices Loan Program. And talking loans today, Craig, what's this all about?
Yeah, you know, when you talk about ag loan programs, most people don't think about the soil and water conservation districts, right? But this program through the state of Minnesota goes through the soil and water districts and our local banks.
Okay, so specifically, what kind of loan program are we talking about?
Well, this loan program is for things that help water quality. So it has an interest rate of 3%. Well, in the past few years, 3%, you know, you could go out and get a loan for 3%. You didn't have to bother going through the soil and water and getting this ag loan. Well, recently those interest rates have skyrocketed, so it's becoming popular in Wilkin County again.
Yeah, that is about 3%. That is a good deal any way you slice it. So as far as the details of this loan, Craig, what can you tell us?
Well, some of the basics about the ag water or ag best management practice loans. There's a $200,000 maximum loan. Any project or practice that helps water quality is eligible, and such as conservation tillage equipment, feedlot improvements, septic system upgrades, as well as many other different practices. Just come into the Soil and Water office and we can look at it, see if it's eligible.
Okay.
These loans have a maximum length of 10 years. It's 3%. The banks still require collateral, and borrowers still are required to meet the lender's criteria to get the loan.
All right. And so what are some examples? You mentioned conservation, tillage equipment, and other things. What's eligible for the program?
Oh, there's a whole list when you look at the sheet. But, you know, conservation tillage equipment that could be purchased include chisel plows, planters, soil finishers, strip tillage equipment, which has become more popular in Wilkin County the last few years, ridge till equipment, chopper heads. There's a whole list of things.
Okay.
Other things included would be like erosion control practices such as waterways, sediment basins. So if you come in and you have issues on your land, you can sign up for one of our cost share programs, and the rest you could get a loan for if you so choose. Feedlot improvements, which aren't real popular in Wilkin County. We don't have a lot of feedlots, but there are some. So like manure storage bins, some structural feedlot improvements, livestock exclusion like fencing, manure management, which would be like the spreaders or tergators, which for spreading the manure out in the fields. And we also talked earlier, you know, about septic system upgrades. They're $10,000 to $20,000 now to upgrade your septic system. So those practices would be eligible for the 3% money.
As long as we're talking money here, Craig, what kind of money is available specifically in Wilkin County?
Well, like we said earlier, you know, it wasn't real popular in our county with the lower interest rates. So we had like $125,000 in the county. And the past year, we've had more requests for the money. So we pursued the money and we increased that to about $350,000. Well, okay, that was basically all encumbered. So we looked for more money and now we're up to $550,000. So as we're sitting right now, we have about $225,000 available for loans.
Okay.
And we're told if we get that spent, we can go request more money too.
All right. So if people are listening to this and it's like, yeah, I'm interested in this, they start by contacting your office, correct?
Yeah, they can come in our office. We can get them the paperwork that they need to bring to the bank. Well, see if it's eligible practice. Give them the paperwork, take it to their bank, and we move on from there.
So what else is going on around the office? You said you've been pretty busy.
Yeah, we've been pretty busy, and we're still looking for a new employee at the office. So if you're interested in working in a conservation field, contact me at the Soil and Water office. Great job. We do a lot of fun things. We plant trees, plant grass, do soil health monitoring, water quality stuff. It's a fun job. Also, just a quick reminder is if you need trees, now's the time to get those ordered.
All right. Good to be thinking about that, too.
Yeah.
Makes us all think of spring. We can use that.
Yeah.
So looking back, Craig, do a little review for us here. 2022, good year at Wilkin Soil and Water?
It was a good year. You know, can't believe it's almost over already.
I know.
It's coming very to an end very shortly here. So We had a great year at the Soil and Water with our partners, the watersheds and the farmers. We got phase two of Whiskey Creek project done, which mm-hmm. is the project up by Brushville. You might notice that along Highway 75. Phase one, the south branch of the Buffalo River, south of Barnesville, is completed. The Wolverton Creek project is all finished up. And we had thousands of acres of cover crops and other conservation-related programs done on the land. So it was a successful year in Wilkin County. We're really blessed to have a lot of great farmers and landowners that do these conservation practices, because all our programs are voluntary. So without them, you know, we wouldn't have all this stuff
absolutely.
Done on the land. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great year. And hopefully right. it continues on in 2023.
Well, and you've had some changes out there, too. You managed to navigate pretty well, too.
Yeah. You know, with Don leaving our office, mm-hmm. that was a big loss to our office. But we've got a good crew there and put everything together and had a good year.
Well, Craig, to you and your family, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you in January.
Same to you. Thanks.
All right. Craig Lingen, Wilkins Soil and Water. We talk with our good friends once a month here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Merry Christmas from radio's jolly old elf.
Ho, ho, ho.
Bill Dablo in the Morning Show, wishing you the very best of the season. Merry Christmas from the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Bills will be ringing, the bad, bad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings. Ooh, once again, choirs will be singing, Silent Night, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. If not by Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Sure as the stars shine above, for this is Christmas. Yes, Christmas, my dear. The time of